Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
In the realm of deception and destruction, and dissension and division, we need to see clearly as God sees.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, How to Soar in Chaos.
Speak the word.
There have been many times in my life when I've tried to avoid certain responsibilities or challenges. Funny thing, though, avoiding a problem does not solve it, but almost always makes it worse, you know. But as Christians, warriors and soldiers, overcomers, we need to deal with it. For as God's soldiers, we must move forward to meet the problem with boldness, trusting God to give us the strength and the courage that we need to run toward our enemy, like David when he went up against Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. He didn't hesitate. He just picked up those little rocks, stones, and he ran right to him. But he knew when he did that, he was not going in his own power or his own might and strength. He said, I come to you in the name of God Almighty. And so it wasn't his strength, but it was God's strength. But I want you to know that God loves you. Yes. And no matter what you're facing today, God can turn it around in a blink of an eye. He has blessed me so much and brought me so far that I stand in amazement at the strength that God gives me. And I live on His Word. You know, in the Bible where it says, eat the Word. You know, if He says, I'm the daughter of Sarah, I'm the daughter of Sarah. And she grew greatly, so shall I. And she was healthy enough to give birth in her 90s. So I'm not going to wait to 90s. I'm not going to have no more. I wanted a boy and a girl, and I got two of each. You know, God always gives you double. Sometimes that's double good, and sometimes you don't know. But anyway. But he says, you know, David, you know, he was just a little guy. But he ran right toward the enemy. And there's so many that today is just running right straight to the enemy, and God is just lifting them right up. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 6, tells us to trust God with all of our hearts and not to lean on to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, submit to Him, and He will direct our paths. You know, for sure, I'm quite aware that pain does have a purpose, and trials help us develop endurance and strength of character. And now I'd like to read this verse in Isaiah 40:31, coming from the Message translation. It says, why would you complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying that God has lost track of me? He doesn't care what happens to me. You know, there's times you wake up and you feel that way. I feel like, oh, God must have forgotten me, you know, because I've been asking for some particular thing for a long time now, so he must have forgotten me. But he hasn't forgotten. And he says here, don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all that you can see or imagine. It says he doesn't get tired out. He doesn't pause to catch his breath. And he knows everything inside and out. It said he energizes those who get tired, like myself, and gives strength to the dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime will stumble and fall, he says, but those who wait upon God will get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and they don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind. Brothers and sisters, this is the way that the Lord wants us to live. Hallelujah. Think about the eagle. An eagle has incredible vision with an eyesight estimated at 4 to 8 times stronger than the average man. He can even see where he's going before he gets there. He can even see a rabbit more than a mile away. You know, and my point is this, as believers, we need vision. The church needs vision. You need a vision. For according to Proverbs 29:18, it says, without it, we'll perish. If we don't have a vision, we need to see the truth in the realm of deception and destruction and dissension and division. We need to see clearly as God sees. God will enable us to do that. Praise God. We need to ask God to give you a vision, because without vision, people perish, according to Proverbs. And the vision must be of the Lord and His kingdom. You know, there's not one challenge that people created in the image of God that He cannot meet. There is not one issue, not one need that can't, together with God's guidance, His wisdom and His direction and divine oversight, meet. There's nothing with His help that we can't do. In all these turbulent times, our shepherd will lead us by the still waters, calm by His presence, according to Psalms 23. He is the one that brings peace, friends. The peace don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God. Amen. Remember that. I'm going to say that again. True peace don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the peace of God. In John chapter 14:27, He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Friends, He will even give us comfort and peace in the valley and the shadow, including death. He will prepare a table for us in the presence of all of our enemies and those who hate us. Friends, this is one thing that we must understand. The war is not on Christians. The war is on Jesus Himself. Jesus says they hated Him and they will hate us too. In John 15:18-20, Jesus explains to His disciples, He says, the world hates you. Keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. You know, if we belonged to the world and acted like the world, then they would love us too. He says, as it is, you do not belong to the world. He says, but I have chosen you out of the world. And that is why the world hates you. He says, because I've chosen you. Remember what I told you, Jesus said. A servant is not better than his master. If they persecuted me, He said, they're going to persecute you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus, the name that is above every name, it is the name that people don't want to hear. But it is the name they must hear, because He is the person the only person they must know in order to know the Father. Can't know him any other way.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God. Against the Word.